Hello everyone, just going to read from Matthew chapter 17 here, verse number 1. And after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Here we have in Matthew 17 this wonderful account of the transfiguration of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, his humanity yielding to his deity and his glory shining forth. He took with him up into that high mountain Peter, James and John, not all of the disciples, just three, often referred to as the inner circle. And Peter, James and John often saw and heard things from the Saviour that the other disciples weren't privy to. And the reality is that we can get as close to the Lord as we like. It's up to yourselves. There's no hindrance in coming into the presence of the Lord, and some believers avail themselves of that more than others. And Peter, James and John spent time with the Saviour, and they saw things that other believers did not see. And John, even out of that three, seemed to be closer to the Lord than even Peter and James. He was the one that leaned upon the Lord's breast, and he was the only disciple that was there when the Lord was crucified. And here we see Peter, James and John on a mountaintop, and the Lord goes on a little bit further, and they watch him, and he is transfigured before them, and his radiance, his glory, his deity shone forth in a marvellous, marvellous way. And then it goes on to say that a cloud overshadowed him, and that was just to obscure his glory, because the Bible says that no man shall see God and live. And whenever the Lord's glory and deity shine forth, it would consume us. And so a cloud overshadowed him to protect Peter, James and John. And John wrote about this event in his gospel in John chapter 1 and says, "We beheld his glory." We beheld his glory. And in John's gospel, John speaks about the glory and the deity of Jesus Christ in a wonderful, wonderful way. Matthew's gospel records Christ the King. Mark's Gospel speaks of Christ as the great servant. Luke's Gospel records Christ as the great Son of Man. But John's Gospel focuses and emphasizes the deity of Christ. Christ, the Son of God, and God the Son. And there on that mountainside, Peter, James and John saw the Lord's glory. Back in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah had an almost similar experience. In the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. And he saw the Lord high and lifted up, his train filled the temple. And he saw the angels round about the Lord, crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory." And then the temple was filled with smoke. And again, it was the same thing to protect Isaiah, lest he would be consumed with the glory and brightness and purity and holiness of our Lord. I wonder if you've ever seen something of the Lord's glory. This precious book, the Word of God, reveals Christ in all of his wonderful, wonderful glory. And someday we will see him. In fact, the Bible says that every eye shall see him. There's coming a day whenever his feet will stand upon the Mount of Olives. And every eye somehow will see him. His glory will fill the heavens. And those that know him and love him in a moment, in an instant of time, shall be made like him. And we will be able to view him in all of his glory, because we too will be glorified. But those who don't know him, the Bible says, are going to be consumed, they're going to be destroyed at the brightness of his coming. I wonder, are you ready? Have you beheld his glory? Have you beheld the glory of the cross? Isaac Watts penned the words, "When I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride."